Revelation 12. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of the heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has short time." Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Go to Philippians 3, and I'm just going to read a real short piece, and then we're going to, anybody that needs prayer for anything, we're going to believe God. And thanks for that testimony, Glenn. I'm so glad to hear. That's amazing. That really is amazing. I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed here lately, but I've noticed when we pray for things, they happen like immediately. Used to, they got hung out to dry for a while, but now it's like, bam, bam. I can think of a lot of things on Wednesday nights that have been prayed for that just come into order right away. And in my life, in our life, and some things we're still waiting for, right? Don't mean we quit, though, does it? Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the church that you're going to come back for. And God, we will be without spot or wrinkle. We will be strong in you, Lord. We are weak. We are so weak without you, Jesus. But with you, we can do all things. So, Lord, we give you grace and praise. And we thank you for the life you've given us. We thank you for new life in Jesus. We thank you for abundant life in Jesus. And Lord, where we're living in less than the abundant life, Lord, I pray you would just, Holy Spirit, speak to us and say, hey, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live short of my blessings. So Lord, I thank you everyone here is blessed spiritually. Lord, that they be in health and prosper, even as their soul prospers. And Lord, bless finances right now. Lord, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. It all belongs to you. Lord, we just come against lack, and we speak plenty, God. We speak plenty. Come out of the land of lack. Come out of the land of just enough, and go into the land of plenty where you can give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Lord, let us glean from this word, Lord, what you want to say. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord what? Always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Come on, Glenna. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. I wasn't picking on you. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. What's tedious? I know what it means. Somebody give me a, well, wait a minute. No, I can't do that. Boring? Tiresome. Yeah, that's good. It's not tiresome for me to speak life to you. Praise God. It's not. Beware of dogs. Not the dog at your house. Dogs were known as heathens, Gentiles. Even though we be Gentiles, we're not heathens anymore. We're grafted in, right? Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Ooh. What workers? Workers in the church? Does that mean there's evil workers in the church? I think so. I think there is sometimes. Beware of them. Listen to what the Word of God says. See if it matches up with what you're hearing, right? Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We live in the flesh. We've got a fleshly body, but we're not to walk according to what our body tells us to do, right? Even though I have been a bit lately. Can't hide that, can we? Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So he was a good little Pharisee. He persecuted Christians. He stood tall for the law, right? He was. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a mighty man of, well, he was a man, mighty man of God in the making. But I love this. What things used to be gained, I said this, used to be gained for me. What things I used to think, how about you? What things I used to think was important, the things that used to rule my life, amen? You know, I could lose a whole weekend and be depressed over a basketball game. I mean, just foolish stuff that used to rule our lives sometimes. What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss. In other words, I'm willing to give those things up so I can be closer to Jesus, right? Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. I think in the King James it says dung. But either what? In what? Really? Okay, we'll say dung then. I count them as dung that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. What's the problem with having righteousness through doing good deeds in the law? Well, you're never going to be able to keep them all the time, are you? No. You might keep them every now and then. You might keep them for a day or two, but generally, you'll stray from it. And if that's what you depend on for your righteousness, it's not God's righteousness. It's not righteousness at all, is it? It's self. It's all self-motivated, so it's good to be confident in who you are in Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that. You shouldn't be depressed saying, I can't do anything. Oh, Lord, poor me. No, that's not what he's saying. He said, walk in the Spirit, right? Excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, of whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And I count them as dung that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, say, I may know him, and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on. Say, I press on. Press on. Say, I press on. I press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. So I press in and I take what Jesus has bought for me with a priceless price, right? Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. In other words, I know I have not attained. I know I'm not there. I know there's a lot of stuff I'm not that I should be, right? Anybody else feel like that sometimes? But one thing I do, ooh, this is so important, forgetting those things which are behind, what's that mean? Forgetting that old life, Glenna. Yes. Forgetting what you used to be. You are not that any longer. God never looks at you and goes, I remember what you did 2 years ago. No, he don't. It said he cast it into a sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east is from the west. You don't get no further than that. Not only does he forgive us, amen, but he forgets. And you've heard people say, I forgive you, but I can never forget what you did to me. You ever heard that? You probably said that or thought that. But we can, in Jesus, we can do all things, can't we? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are ahead. I love this verse. If you memorize, you want to memorize a verse this week, this is a powerful verse to carry around in your what do you call it? What do you call the bow holder, the arrow holder? Quiver. Your quiver is full, right? Yeah, see. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, God has made us new people so that we could do good works. Yeah! Ephesians 2:10. Now, what version was that? Because I don't think it says it. It was Bible school, and it was most awesome. There was this little song. In fact, let me teach it to you. It was a rap. Well, I can't rap. Can you rap?
You can.
Oh, yeah, I can.
But you're not going to. Well, stand up.
That's the old that's gone.
And Caleb, no, I never fell into that sin of rap. Oh. Come on, stand up. Y'all get in the groove. Come on up here, brother. Yeah, you're a young man. Come on up here, rap for us, dance for us. Come on, man, do. Not my calling, man. Yeah, come on up here with a little soul train. Soul train, come on up here, brother. Here it is. It's in Christ Jesus. God has made us new people so that we could do good works. Ephesians 2:10. Y'all ready?
Bless you, Caleb.
Start going north side. Oh, yeah, go on, man. Threaten me with north side now.
What?
Now what? He said, I'm going to go north side where they don't make me do this. They what might you make you. Never mind.
I don't want to know.
In Christ Jesus, God has made us new people so that we could do good works. Ephesians 2:10. In Christ Jesus, God has made us new people so that we could do good works. Ephesians 2:10. Y'all got it? Now sing it for us.
I can't remember. In Ephesians 2:14. I don't know.
Hey, Lord God, I want to bless y'all. Lord, bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Bless them with the abundance of the Spirit of God. Jesus. I agree with that for families and husbands and wives, Lord, to come into one accord about things, God, to walk together in unity, Jesus, God. I just thank you. You are the head. And, Lord God, that we would listen closely to you. And you know when your marriage is operating in order. It's amazing. One thing Don and I can always agree on, if we're visiting a meeting or a church or something and or giving anything, she'll say, how much should we give? Or I'll say, how much do you think we should give? Well, I've already heard from the Lord a number, and it's always exactly the same amount. It's not a penny either. It always changes. So I know that God wants us to be in agreement with that. So if you need prayer for anything, please come up and let's pray and agree, okay? Let's see God do like he did for you, Glenna. You got something you really need or really want, and God needs to move in some area of your life or your family, come on up and get prayer and see the wonders of the Lord. Amen. And amen.